Page 561 or 396, you should be finding Psalm 34. Psalm of David, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left. Now, it starts with a surprising word. I will extol the Lord at all times. Extol is another word for praise. I'll lift up and glorify. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Now, as Barney comes to explain it to us, do remember we've got an all-age service. It's been designed so that if you can read, if you can listen for a few minutes, you should understand what's going on, and it's brilliant to hear the Bible explained. So if you can tune in, do. And if your mind wanders, then remember that the key verse is a good one to walk away with if you don't remember anything else at all. Barney.
Thank you. I'm going to pray before we start. I'm going to borrow some words that David also wrote at the end of Psalm 19. He said, let's pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Well, this psalm, Psalm 34, is great. It's grounded in real life, and it's full of wisdom. And it's written in the form of a beautiful poem. It's one of those acrostic poems, you know, the ones that each line starts with a new letter. So it's an ABC of who God is, of what he has done, and of what we should do in response. Now, we've heard of the really bad trouble that David was in. Flo did a great job of telling us about that earlier. And David's tried everything, but things have been going from bad. And now David is really, really afraid. He's afraid that he is not going to get out of this alive. But David was rescued from all his trouble and from his fears, from what he was afraid of. He was rescued by the Lord, because the Lord is good. The Lord is good. You see, when David wrote Psalm 34, he was thinking back to how the Lord had rescued him. And that reminded David that the Lord is good, because the Lord rescues people. You see, the Lord is in the rescue business. He'd rescued Moses and the people out of slavery in Egypt. He had rescued David from this Philistine king, and he'd kept him safe from King Saul's attempt to kill him. But most importantly, the Lord rescues people from sin. So David wrote Psalm 34 to praise the Lord for being good, for rescuing him from his sin, and to encourage others to be rescued by the Lord too. Now in the psalm, David uses several words, verbs, doing words. He uses the verb to deliver 3 times, to save 2x, to redeem, to tell us time and time again that it is the Lord who rescues. But did you notice in the psalm, the Lord doesn't rescue everyone? There are 2 groups of people in this psalm. There's 1 group of people who the Lord has rescued, and there's another group of people who are not rescued. And the people who aren't rescued by the Lord are described as wicked, as people who do evil. But the people who have been rescued, David calls righteous. They are blessed. They receive good things from the Lord, and they are encouraged to do good as well. And perhaps most importantly of all, they are kept safe in the Lord. He, the Lord, is their refuge, their safe place. So why in this psalm does David also call these people who are rescued? Why does he also describe them as people who are afflicted in verse 2 and poor in verse 6 and brokenhearted and crushed in spirit in verse 18? Well, it's because the Lord rescues people. He only rescues people who are humble before him, people who turn to and trust in the Lord. And that's because the real problem that we all have is sin. That is the real problem that we all have. Sin is ignoring the Lord. It's turning our backs on his goodness, thinking that we can do just fine without him. And sin is a dreadful problem to have, because the Lord is good. The Lord is holy, as verse 9 says. And in verse 16 and verse 21 of the psalm, we read that the Lord condemns those who are wicked and evil. So that's a big problem. Sin. It's our biggest problem. And the question is, how do we get from sin to being saved? Is it by being really popular? No. David was popular with the people, but that didn't sort his problems out. Is it by being really strong? David had killed Goliath. He'd now got Goliath's sword. That didn't sort the problem out. Is it by being really clever? Or by being a really good person? No, it's none of those things. You see, David's troubles, the problem that he had, the troubles he was facing, helped him to see that none of those things can rescue people from sin. Only the Lord can rescue people from sin. And the people whom the Lord saves, the ones he rescues, are the ones who know that they are not good enough. They're not clever enough. They're not strong enough. And they never will be, to be able to save themselves. So those people turn to the Lord. They turn to him because they know that the Lord will rescue them when they put their trust in him. That's why David cries out in the middle of this psalm in verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." That's why he cries that out, because the Lord saved him. And David wants other people to be saved. The Lord wants other people to be saved too. Now, just for a minute, imagine that I am really, really hungry. Really hungry. And I've got no money. Bit of a problem, that. But let's imagine somebody else has that same problem. They were really hungry and they were poor as well. And then they discover that there's a restaurant just over the road that's giving away delicious, free food. So they eat this wonderful meal and they come over to me and they say, "There's free food at the restaurant just over there. It's really good. Taste and see for yourself." So how stupid would it be of me to say, "Oh, no, thanks. I'll sort this problem I've got out for myself, actually. I don't need their help." Or even, "No, actually, I'm not hungry. No, not hungry." And pretend that I haven't got a problem at all. That would be really silly, wouldn't it? But that's exactly how the wicked treat the Lord. They turn their back on him. They reject his goodness and his rescue. And at worst, they do evil. They are enemies of the Lord, and the Lord will judge and condemn them for their sin, unless they repent, unless they turn to and trust him. So let me ask you, have you done that yet? You know, have you turned to and trusted in this good, holy, loving, gracious, forgiving Lord? Do that, please do that before it's too late. But I'm guessing that there will be a few of us who've already done that. I mean, we are here in church on Sunday. But let me ask you, how much do you really know that the Lord is good? Have you grasped how big a problem sin is in our lives? What a desperate situation it is not to be saved by the Lord. You see, if we've already tasted and seen that the Lord is good, then let's tell others, just as David does in this psalm. Let's encourage them to turn to the Lord and to taste and see that he is good. Okay, so the Lord is good and he rescues his people who turn to and trust in him. But what does this rescue actually look like? You know, what is this refuge that David is talking about? Well, the Lord is the rescuer and the refuge. You see, our psalm tells us that both the rescue and the refuge are in the name of the Lord. See, David uses the Lord's name a lot in this psalm. Yeah, I won't ask you to count up now, but there are only 22 verses, and 16 times David uses the name of the Lord. It's the Lord who rescues him from his fears, from his shame, from his troubles in verses 4 to 6. In verses 17 and 19, it's people who turn to and trust in the Lord who are rescued by him from all their troubles. And verses 8 to 10 tell us that those who take refuge in the Lord are blessed. They're blessed. They lack no good thing. Which sounds great, doesn't it? But don't get David wrong. He's not promising a trouble-free life. You see, David is instead talking about a rescue from the troubles in our lives. A rescue, a refuge rather, where the storms still rage around, but we are safe inside. We are safe because the rescuer and the refuge is the Lord. See, David tells us that those who are in that refuge of the Lord, they are blessed and they lack no good thing. That's what verse 9 tells us. But David isn't as blessed as we are. David is not as blessed as we are, and that's because David lived 1,000 years too early to see the Lord be born as a man in his hometown of Bethlehem. To see the Lord ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, being hailed by the crowds as God's forever king. It's because Jesus is the Lord. And Jesus is the perfect rescuer. You see, unlike everyone else, Jesus, can you see his name there? Is that clear? Jesus is not like us. See, Jesus had no sin. So when he died on the cross, Jesus took the punishment for the sins of everyone who turns to and trusts in him. And he rescues them from the judgment their sin deserves. But Jesus is also the perfect refuge. That's because when Jesus rose again on the third day, it was to eternal life. It was to eternal life, a life free from sin, free from death, and free from all the other troubles of this life. So now, just by believing in Jesus, by turning to and trusting in the risen Lord, everyone who believes is given eternal life too, which is the perfect refuge from the storms of this life and also from sin and death. The Lord really does care about his people, for those who turn to and trust in him. He's always watching. He's never absent. He sees their struggles. He's listening for their cries to him. And the Lord loves his people so much that he has come close to us, to the brokenhearted, to the poor, to the weak, to the fearful, to the troubled. He's come close in the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is here for us right now in the pages of the Bible. And in the New Testament, in the book of 1 Peter, verses 12 to 16 of this psalm get quoted directly to remind people who turn to and trust in Jesus that they should be living differently to the world around them. As verse 14 of our psalm puts it, believers should turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it, because they have already been rescued and they are now safe in the refuge of the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is both the rescuer and the refuge. And if we turn to and trust in Jesus, then his death and his resurrection is the answer to the troubles and the fears and our daily battles when we're at school, when we're at home, when we're at work, wherever we are. Because yes, there will still be troubles. And we will be tempted to do evil things, but there is a rescue from them. And that rescue has come to us in Jesus. And if you believe and trust in Jesus, then remember that Jesus has died and risen for you. He's taken the punishment for your sin, all of your sin, past, present, future. So you don't need to beat yourself up over anything anymore. The Lord has forgiven you, so you don't need to feel guilty about it. And if you're feeling upset, if you're feeling like your troubles are just too big, whenever you feel afraid, remember that the Lord is listening. So talk to him, pray to him. Remember how much he loves you. And remember that in Jesus you are safe, not just now, but forever. Because Jesus has died for you. But he didn't just die for you so you could carry on doing things like you did before. He wants you to turn your back on the wrong things in your life, the wrong things that you've been doing, and to do good instead. So when you're tempted to lie or cheat or try to justify your actions. You know, it was them who made me do it. It wasn't me. It was their fault. Remember the Lord. Remember that he has rescued you to do good instead, not evil. And if you haven't already, please do turn to and trust in the Lord. Trust in Jesus Christ, because he is the only place to find peace and a true refuge from all of your fear and trouble. So David wrote our psalm, this ABC, so that people would know that the Lord is good and that the Lord shows that goodness by rescuing. And the psalm also points forward to Jesus Christ, to the Lord, who if we turn to and trust in him through his death and his resurrection, rescues us perfectly from the judgment that we deserve for our sin. He is the perfect refuge from our fears and all of the troubles that we face in our lives every day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you sent your only Son, you sent Jesus Christ, so that whoever believes in him shall not die, shall not perish, but have eternal life. And thank you that through what Jesus has done, we are saved not just for a glorious future with you, but we have a safe place, a place of peace in the storms and the troubles that we all face every day. Please help us, Lord, we pray, to always be trusting you. Please help us to turn to and trust in the Lord. Amen.